With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. The Phillips County Sheriff's Office is trying to locate Aiden Casa. She's 12 years old, white, with red hair, green eyes, 5'3", and weighs 100 pounds. She may be found in the company of 4 or 5 males and 1 other female. They are possibly headed for Spokane, Washington. If you have any information, please call 911 or contact the Phillips County Sheriff's Office. You can find the number on our website, mtpr.org. The Montana Senate has approved a measure that would bar internet service providers who collect data from their customers without consent from being awarded state contracts. The Senate voted 46-0 today to insert the provision into the next year's state budget. The measure is in response to Congress voting to block rules that would have put restrictions on what companies like Charter can do with their customers' information, such as their internet browsing history. Republican Senator Ryan Osmunson of Buffalo says his measure would ensure that internet service providers seek the consent of customers before using or selling their information. If they don't, he says, they won't be doing business with the state. The budget must be approved before the measure becomes effective. Minnesota's state Senate passed a similar broadband privacy measure last week. Democratic Senator John Tester announced yesterday that he will oppose the nomination of Judge Neil Gorsuch for the U.S. Supreme Court. Tester says he found the judge's record on privacy and placing corporations over people troubling. Montana's top insurance regulator is promoting a new healthcare coverage option that he doesn't regulate. It's called MediShare, and it's run by a Christian nonprofit in Florida that markets it as a ministry where members pay into accounts that are used to pay medical bills for other members. Insurance Commissioner Matt Rosendale.
This office does not consider the service that they are offering to be an insurance product.
But MediShare does qualify as health coverage under the Affordable Care Act, which means people can use the service to satisfy that law's mandate that most Americans have to have health coverage or pay a tax penalty. Commissioner Rosendale says he's happy that Montanans now have another option to satisfy the federal health insurance mandate. He says he believes it will be cheaper than many health insurance plans currently offered in Montana, but said he doesn't know how much it costs. Unlike health insurance plans that Rosendale's office regulates, MediShare does not guarantee that all medical plans will be paid, nor does it have to satisfy Affordable Care Act rules requiring coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. People who join MediShare must have, quote, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, unquote, and attest that they do not use tobacco or illegal drugs or abuse alcohol and do not engage in sex outside a, quote, biblical Christian marriage. Plowing began on the west side of Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park today. Though Lauren Alley, a public affairs specialist for the park, says it's hard to say when the road will be entirely clear.
So that is always the question every year. How long will that take? And it really is variable year by year. It does take several months to get all of that snow cleared off.
Travelers should also expect 30-minute delays on the road throughout the summer and fall due to construction. Most of the work will happen on the west side of the road, Alley says.
And folks during the summer are going to see that work primarily in those pull-out areas, you know, where people can pull off and get views.
Other projects include a facelift to the St. Mary's entrance, which will reroute travelers to the visitor center to pay park entrance fees, and the rebuilding of a bridge across Avalanche Creek near the popular Avalanche Campground.
Because of that bridge work, the Avalanche Campground Road will be restricted during weekdays to all but administrative traffic.
That road will reopen for weekdays on May 26th. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana Senate has endorsed its version of the 2018-2019 state budget. Today's initial vote was 29-20. The bill must pass a final vote before it goes back to the House, and then a conference committee where negotiators will hammer out the final numbers. Relatively few additions were made during today's day-long floor debate. Democratic lawmakers failed to gain the support to insert money for home health caregivers, child protection service workers, higher education, and a preschool grant program. Conrad Republican Lou Jones is the chair of the Senate Finance and Claims Committee and carried HB2 on the Senate floor.
The budget reflected a priority choice. If you took a look at the sheet coming into the deal, general government was cut 7.6%, the natural resource sections minus 10%, whereas money was focused towards health and human services, the long-term care and the folks there, and to education to the extent we could afford to and could move money around.
The Republican-led legislature is seeking to shore up a budget shortfall and leave at least $200 million in reserve in 2019, the end of the two-year budget cycle. Lawmakers are doing so mainly through spending cuts, while Democratic Governor Steve Bullock is urging lesser cuts plus tax hikes to leave a $300 million ending fund balance. The Montana House has endorsed a bill that would prevent patients from receiving huge bills from air ambulance providers that are not in network with their insurance plans. It now goes to the House Appropriations Committee for consideration. Under the bill, air ambulance patients would have to pay their copayments and coinsurance costs, and their insurer must pay the amount they would pay an in-network provider for the same service. The House of Representatives unanimously rejected a Senate amendment today that would have allowed the Senate Sergeant at Arms to carry concealed weapons on public property. Freddie Monatus reports.
The Senate added the amendment to House Bill 280, which would allow lawmakers to carry concealed handguns on public property. The amended bill passed the Senate in March on a 32-18 vote. Republican Representative Randy Brodeau is a sponsor of the bill and rejected the amendment.
Unfortunately, they did not include the Sergeant at Arms on our side. So I am asking for a do not concur as being only fair to the House of Representatives.
Democratic Senator Pat Canale introduced the amendment during debate on the bill in the Senate.
This gentleman, as sergeant, has the responsibility to protect all our hind ends.
The bill will now be sent to a combined committee of House and Senate members to resolve disagreements on the bill before being sent to the governor.
Freddie Monatus is a reporter with the UM Legislative News Service. Earlier today, Governor Steve Bullock awarded a grant to Missoula's historic movie theater. The Roxy Theater received more than $167,000 from the state. The grant, along with financial support from a local foundation and private donors, will allow the nonprofit community theater to restore its facade and signage and open an on-street ticket booth. The restoration is intended to reflect the theater's original Art Deco design from the 1930s. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.